Good evening, and welcome once again to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Tefillin Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, Le'ilui Nishmas Eliyahu Chaim and Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Oren ben Moshe, Le'ilui Nishmas Yishu Gittel Basarav Eliezer Manoach. With the approaching Tu B'Av, which is on Friday, where I focus specifically on the Inyan of Shiduchim. So they traditionally, going back generations, where this is a time of special focus, special efforts, special tefillos for Shiduchim. And we know today that the issue of Shiduchim is uppermost in the minds of so many people. I thought it would be appropriate to talk a little bit about interfacing and the relationship between Bitochim and the union of Shiduchim. Now, everything in this world is B'Hashgocha. We know that. Hashem is Metavu. Everything happens with Hashgocha Protis. There is no such thing as an accident. And everything that Hashem does, which is everything, is letav, kol mad oved rachmona letav ovid. So everything is from Hashem, and everything is letav. Yet Shiduchim, it seems, have a special level of Hashgocha Pratis. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does he do all day? He's yeshiv u'mezaveg zivugim. He sits and he makes Shiduchim. So it seems that for Shiduchim there's even a special level, whatever exactly that means, but in human terms, but there's a special level of Hashgocha Pratis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement in Shiduchim. As I'll say that even 40 days before the Vlad is born, a Basko comes out and says, Pliny ben Pliny, the plain is Bas Pliny, and Shiduchim are made. That being the case, so we certainly know that there's, as always, and even an extra special measure of involvement in Shiduchim on the part of the Rebbeinu Shalim. So what should be the attitude when we approach Shiduchim? Well, we are expected to be Mishtavu because we're not on the level of Bitochon where we can assume that we'll just have Bitochon Hashem without any Ishtavus and to rely on miracles that the Torah didn't want from us. That's true. But the Maisa, what should we be doing? Well, I think that the options in the concepts of Bitochon are very, very relevant to the parasha of Shiduchim, as they are to everything else. First of all, the simplest, most basic level of Bitochon is, as the Chazon Ish puts it, Ein Mikra Lefonav. There's no accidents. Hashem controls everything. Hashem does everything for the good. And I know this intellectually, and I'm convinced that this is true. However, that's a schus, and I could be so said sometimes in that schus to Hashem should answer my tefillahs and give me the desires of my heart. But it isn't the whole story. It's more of an intellectual thing. I know it. You know everything. Hashem does everything. There's no accidents, and everything he does is for the good. But I don't feel good about it. I think the good that he's doing me, which I know intellectually is good, isn't perceived, isn't felt, isn't internalized as the good. So, what do I do? Well, let's try to move to the next level of Bitochon. The next level of Bitochon is Kivui, Chikui, Chipui, Yichul, four languages of hope. Hope, what does hope mean? Hope means, I don't know for sure, but I am surely not giving up. I'm hoping I continue to hope. I'm waiting. Sometimes literally. I'm hoping to Hashem. I'm mechapeh for Yeshua. And what this means is that even though I can't be sure. I don't know what's going to happen. I really cannot be emotionally certain, but I don't give up hope. I am the Kaveh. I continue to hope. I continue to hope. I continue to hope. I continue to hope. And the truth is that there's a certain inspiration that we can achieve from the Kiddushah that we say every Shabbos. Mimkoimcha malkeinu sefiyah v'simlecholeinu kimacha kimanachmo. Ask Hashem to appear from his place on high and reign as king of amongst us. Kami the Mashiach kimacha kimanachmo. Because we're waiting for you. Waiting. It's close to 2,000 years that we're waiting. Wow. I guess that you don't give up. If you trust in Hashem, if you know that Hashem does everything for the good, you don't give up. We continue to wait. We refuse to give up hope. We refuse to be Mayayish. We refuse to throw in the towel. 1950 years later, here we are, Mechakim Anachnu Loch. It's an amazing thing. And that really should be an inspiration to us on the personal level too. If a Klal Yisrael, having suffered so much, continues in this long and bitter golus to await for the Mashiach, Mechakim Anachnu Loch, Mechakim Anachnu Loch, that should give us the strength in our own personal challenge just to say, I'm not giving up, I'm not giving up, I'm not giving up. And this not giving up is not only a schus that Hashem responds to and therefore will grant us the desires of our hearts and the shidduchim that we so much pray for and desire and need. But this refusal to give up makes the process of shidduchim itself a much more successful process. You know, Rashi says, or the Pasuk says, Vayisra Yaakov Esraglo, Vayelech Haaretz Ubnei Kedem. Yaakov lifted up his feet, and he went to the east, Ubnei Kedem. And Rashi seems to be bothered. Why did I have to tell you he lifted up his feet? And what if he didn't lift up his feet? If he dragged his feet? So Rashi says, Me'achar Shehuftach Bishmira. Since he was promised protection from Esau by Hashem, Shvartichu B'chol Esher Teilech, says, his feet lifted up, his heart lifted up his feet, became easy, became light to go. The tochen in the heart had physical transformation of his body, and it became light because he was comforted. If we give up hope, then the dating process is lost. Because I'm going out, I'm going through the motions, I'm doing the ishtadlus. But I don't know, it's been so long and so difficult and so many and years, I just can't see it happening. Then we don't make it happen. We undermine the happening. But when I go with Bitochen, I go with hope. I never give up hope. I am not Miayish. As there's a book someplace I have in my house, despair is not a Jewish word. Despair is not a Jewish word. When I go with that attitude, so I'm much more positive. And the process can work better. My heart elevates my entire being and makes the process that much more manageable and that much more successful. And that's another byproduct of this refusal to give up hope, this refusal to give up hope, and the schus that we have for that is the schus of entitlement. And then, but if we take it even beyond that, and something just tells me that Hashem is not going to let me down, not just that I refuse to give up hope, but I'm confident, I'm rejoicing. I hear the chassana music. Because I have such confidence, something from within just tells me Hashem is not going to let me down. This is a critical ingredient, and I believe that it's sort of a cycle. Because of the fact that we get a little bit Jewish, get a little bit up, get a little bit down, give up or get down, and that makes the process work less. The process isn't as successful, and that brings us even more down. We end up just self-defeating. But if we'll be that positive person, that refusal to give up, refusal to be me'ayish, refusal not to await that it should happen, and that inspires us and moves us even higher up to the ability to just feel something that I just feel it in my bones. He's not going to let me down. Of course, with those feelings, we can be zeicher to beautiful shiduchim, and I'll be there hateva. It makes the process more workable because I am more confident, more capable because I'm more confident. I'm not me'yuish. I haven't given up hope, and therefore I'm just going through the motions. So it seems that this parasha of Bitochan is a all-around win for the issue of shiduchim, both in the power that it gives me to approach it better, because I'm more confident, and the power that it gives me, and the schus that it gives me, to assure that Hashem will in fact not let me down, and will in fact answer my prayers. Now we do know that Chazal tell us, "Mispal van chaveri l'tzorach leisodohu u'nen etchila." One who davens for his friend and he needs the same thing, he'll be answered first. This is certainly a parasha where anyone who has or has in his or her family issues with shiduchim, and if we mispal for others, then Kodesh Baruch Hu will make it such that we will be nen etchila. Let's hope that all those that are involved in shiduchim literally become engaged in shiduchim, and that they should be zeicher to kesher shel kayoma, as binyan adayat, tu ba'av should have to be a day. Great, 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 massive hatzlacha in the union of